It's always a gewaldige zechus to come back to a place that I had a very special opportunity to learn here for 8 years, both as a bocher and as a yogaman, Baruch Hashem, the greatest yeshiva outside of Eretz Yisrael, and obviously consisting of the most chashuva bocherim and young lights. It's a very, very special opportunity. So we see after the Shmaya, why don't we turn to a well-known gemara? It's a gemara that appears twice in Shas, Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesam and Aleph, and Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayinim and Aleph, and state in the Gemara that Shis Alfi Shon Avi Alma, the world was destined to last to 6,000 years. 2,000 years of Tov Avo, of utter desolation, 2,000 years of Tyro, and 2,000 years of Yomos Mashiach, writes the Barbanel and Yeshua's Mashiach. Well, that means that this is a Zaman Mesugal, wherein Mashiach could come. And Avada, without getting into the Sugya, Be'ita Achishana Avada, these last 2,000 years, Mashiach could come at any moment. But we had 2,000 years of Tov Avo, followed immediately thereafter by 2,000 years of Torah. So when did these 2,000 years of Torah begin? Azok Drashi, Avram Avinu was 52 years old. And this week's Parsha Lech Lecha, when Avram and Sarai left town, they left their thought, beginning of Perek Yud Beis, Es HaNefesh Asher Osu B'choron. Azok Drashi telling us, let's take a look at the Targum, Dishabidu Li Araisa. That's when the year of Torah began. Interessant, we have four different days bandied about Chazal. Without getting into all the various menroshim, the Pesik, the Rabashi, the Gemara, the Dorm, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, the Rami, Mechus, Avodah Zarah, and Aleph Gimbal. Was Avram Avinu 3? Was he 40? Was he 48? Was he 50? Bar Kuli Amamodi, by the time Avram Avinu got to the age of 50, he was already Makir Esboro. So the Chayra, anytime you want to start the Kufa of Tyrus, it started at 3. Akev Esher Shoma Avram Mekayli, Akev 172, he lived to 175. At 3 years old, he was Makir. You don't want to espouse the sheet of 3, okay? So 40, 48, 50. Well, Lachar Kuli Amimodi, by the time he got to 50 years old, he was Makir Esboro. And yet, interessant, the Tkufa of Tyre did not commence at 3, at 40, at 48, at 50, only when he got to 52 years old. He's 52 years old when he and Sarai take Es HaNevesh Osher B'chor and Kayadua, Rashi cites the Medrash Avram, Megayir Es HaNoshim, Sarai Megayir Es HaNoshim, 52 years old, now Tkufa's Tyre begins. What happened now? Compounding the difficulty, l'chayro, is that Avram Avinu wasn't the first person to learn Torah. Adam Rishon l'chayro learned Torah, the Medrash state Mefurish in the beginning of Vayikra Rabba and Parsha Beis and Oz Yud. And then Noach learned Torah. How did Noach know to discern between the animals that would tell me that were Torah? Rashi says in Mefurish anyway, in Parsha Snach, Perek Zayin Pusik Beis, we know that Noach learned Torah. Mr. Shelach Chanoch, we have Gevaldigim in Roshim. See the Hagdom and Raziel Amalach. This is a Gavaldiga Medrash Sefer Noach. They talk about the Noach learning Torah Ayyaday. Raziel Amalach, how did he know how to build a Teva? How did he know the dimensions of other? There's Amkus and Seide Sonos, I in the Meshiloach, and so many others. Raziel Amalach came down, stayed in the Medrash, and taught to Noach how to build the Teva, the dimensions of the Teva. Tome Tor, Noach is learning Torah, and yet the Tkuf of Torah doesn't begin with the Noach. It doesn't begin with Chanoch. It doesn't begin with Mr. Shelach, a Grace at Sonic. When should it begin? With the Yeshiva Shem and Aver. They started the Yeshiva. We had a Yeshiva Shem and Aver. Avram Avinu learned in the Yeshiva Shem and Aver. Yitzchak Avinu learned. Where did Yitzchak go? On the heels of the Akedah, 37 years old, and he didn't get married until 40. Where did he go for 3 years? Yes, I am Targinus and Zeal Medrash Agodo. There are different days that he was sent up to Gan Eden, I am the Megal Lamukas, to be healed from his wounds. I will Lamaisa. We have many Medrashim. He was sent to Yeshiva Shem and Aver, 37 to 40. Avram learns in the Yeshiva. Yitzchak learns in the Yeshiva. Shem Makitzedek. He can't start Tkufas Taira. Aver is, no, they can't start. Adafka Avram Avinu, and not at 3, not at 40, not at 48, not at 50. What happened? What's the Nakuda? Hamiyuchedes and the Nakuda Mechudeshes Davko Ach Varak Aidei Avram Avinu. He alone can start the Tkuf of Torah and counter distinction to all the illustrious predecessors. It's not Shem, it's not Eber, it's not Chanoch, Mr. Shalach, Adam, Noach, you name it, only Avram Avinu, and even Avram Avinu himself, Davko, when he gets to the age of 52. So we have one well-known Mahalach, and that, of course, is the Mahalach Ramosha Feinstein writes in Drash Moshe, the end of Parshas Noach. He echoes the same idea in his Ve'idus Ve'asifus at the back of the Sefer and Drush Beis. It's something Rabbi Nachman C. and Zaks writes as well And the Sefer Menachem Siyan, and if you went to the last Siyam Hashas, they put together Gavaldiga, a Yarchon, a Torah journal called a Mayor of the Olam, Teira for a Mayor Shapiro Milublin. And you can see it was put out by the 12th Siyam Hashas, page 512, for Mayor Shapiro Milublin says, May ain't the same Dover, but again, it's a Mayor Shapiro, a Moshe, Malcolm and Siyan Zax. And that idea is that you know what Avram Avinu started? He's the first one to perpetuate the Torah Kedosha by being Moser it, by transmitting it to the next generation. Shame, they had to give all the yeshiva, but they're sitting and learning in a base menrish. They're not transmitting the Torah. They're thereby not perpetuating the Torah. Midor l'dor. You want to have a tkuf of Torah. It's very nice. You had choshev of people that were sitting learning and shteiging. That isn't guaranteeing the hemsheichius of the Torah kedosha because they weren't transmitting it to the next door. And if you're not transmitting it to the next door, in order to go and be most of the Torah, Midol Ador, then you're thereby now perpetuating the Torah. Writes from Moshe, writes from Meir Shapiro, writes from Menachem and Tzion Zaks. It's also talked about from Moshe Soloveitchik, Hayesh Moshe. You know what starts the Tzkufa of Torah? The first one to transmit it, to be malamed it. And isn't it apropos after all? Avraham Avinu is what? Is the Yom HaChesed, Zohar Chodesh, Chukas, Peidalet Amin Aleph? The Maral and Derech Chaim and Avos, Perkal of Mishnah Beis, Al Shlosh Advarim Olam Omid, Al Torah of Olam Gemilas Asadim, the Yaman HaTorah, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim, Yitzchok, the Yaman Avoda, Tfila Mamakam Avoda Niskana, Vayetze Yitzchok, La Suach Basoda, and Tzicha Lefila, Brochus Chavav Amr Beis. And Avramin, of course, is the Yaman HaChesed, the Yaman of Gemilas Chasodim, Hatita and Emes LeYaakov Chesed LeAvram State in the Navi Micha Perek Zayin Posachov. So Avram Bina was intertwined Batsim Etzem Atzmi Yusu was one and one with Midas HaChesed. And what do we know about the Torah State in Mishlei Bought in Sukkim Emtesim and Beis State in Mishlei the very end Perek Laman Aleph Posachovov. Torah Chesed Al Lashayna Frank the Gemara in Sukkim Emtes V'chiyesh Torah Shachesed Torah Shein Shachesed. First Mahalach in the Gemara learning Lishmal that's Torah Shachesed Ein Lishmal that's Torah Shein Shachesed. If you're learning Torah, Manas Lalami Lachirim, Zoe Torah Shochesed, not the Manas Lamachirim, that's Torah Shin Shochesed, I know Funapachet Yitzchok, Rosh Hashanah Maimer Beis. Here you have Avram Vinu, who is the Omen Achesed. The Omen Achesed quite appropriately does what? He is being, mixing, and creating a new Metzias, Zoktov Hunder. He's not stam doing Chesed. By the way, he's also teaching Torah. He's intertwining, he's mixing, he's being Ma'ariv, Lahadodi, Sign the Torah, Sign the Midas Chesed, creating a new Metzias, a new Suk Acher Legamri. A Torah that's not stam believing a Torah Bein Ola Bein Atzmo. A Torah that is now coined with that brand, branded with that choice appellation. It's called Torah Chesed. It's not a Torah, and he also happens to do Chesed. It becomes a new Metzias. Tzias and Tzias of Torah Chesed Torah Amenas Lalamdu Lachirim Aliba Ramesha Meir Shapiro It's Gavaldik. That's the Omen of Chesed who now is engaged continuously in being Malame Torah Shochesed to be Meiser to Ludovador. That's an Avram Vino. That's what begins the Kufas Tav. Lachar, it's a little bit shver. Kesef Mishnah does write. Rav Yosef Cairo Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam Milchus of Odozor Parakal of Aloch Gimel and the Rambam delineates for us. This Esan Zeh went around the world disseminating and promulgating Torah Kedosha to all the masses. Shteit and Kesem Mishnah, that Shem and Eva already had a base medrash, and they also were Manmit Talmidim. So Kesem Mishnah, yes, the Avodas Yisrael questions where Taka is the Makor for the Kesem Mishnah, but he does say they were Manmit Talmidim, and even if you wouldn't understand it, that they were Manmit Talmidim on a Yom Yomi on a day-to-day basis, HaKoponim Avram Avinu learned in that yeshiva, Yitzchak learned in that yeshiva. It's a little bit schwer to say that that's the only Maila, the Nekuda Miuchenis to Avram Avinu, that he's the first one to teach Torah. Shem is teaching Torah, Maki Tzedek. So maybe there's another component at play. Perhaps one idea is as follows. Avram Avinu is not just learning Torah, Avram Avinu is teaching Torah. Avraham Avinu is not just teaching Torah. When he's teaching the Torah at 52 years old, Nefesh Asu B'choran, Zatrashi Api the Targum. Again, Megillah Daf Gimel Min Aleph, you know the Targum. I said, is Rabbeim Rolozer, we're talking about this came, it's a chelik of our Messiah. Zok the chelik of Targum, this Shabidu Li Araisa. That means there's a Shebet over here. What does it mean that there's a Shebet? It means it's not enough to stop learn Torah and keep it in the world of the abstract, keep it in the world of theory, the theoretical. What's a Lashon Sheba? That means I'm an Evan. I'm an Evan Hashem. And an Evan Hashem is the Radak writes in Yeshua and Aleph Aleph. The highest madrigas to be an Evan Hashem. It was a Mavatel, all of your Kaychas, your Machnia yourself, the Gamri. The Ofen Muchla to be Yaiser, your Mamish Mavatel, all of your Atzmius, your Anoichis, and you give it over to the Abishur. That's an Evan Lashon Sheba. I in the Tashbait, Chelikimlo Chubas and Simon Chanal. Ever Shibud Yamamish being Mashabid, all of your Kaichis are giving it all over to the Abishtar. Avram Avinu, it's not Stam learning Torah. He made it to Lamaisa. I'm an Eben Hashem. An Eben Hashem has to do what? I have to carry it out to Lamaisa. I have to show that and demonstrate on a day to day basis. Then I'm an Eben Hashem, and that means that I do all the mitzvahs ma'asiyas. A Torah in a Chanami is a Torah that we're learning Kedei Lilma. We're learning a Kedei Limud, and yes, we have the Gemara Samoid Kotan, Adaptes, Torah's Almanas Lasos, the Sugya Samoid Kotan, the Kedushin. It's Almanas Lasos, the Hainu, it comes with it built in tonight, that ultimately has to translate to the Dei Asiya, Zok to Thimiri, Amoid Kotan, Adaptes, Avado, when it comes to Torah, I, Mitzah, She'er, Shalasos, Adei Echerib. You're not Mavato, but it's Eshalas Erechim. You're Mavato when it comes to Talmud Torah. And the Talmud Torah, can I get a clue? Why am I Mavato? Because it comes with the built in tonight. It has to translate to Lamaisa. Amanas Laso. So, Tov Yisrael Salamter and Izigra, so Yisrael and Igra Laman Aleph. Avada, we're not learning Kedei Laso, so we're learning Kedei Lamud. We're learning in order to learn. That's why we're learning. Nevshachayim Shardal, the Torah, the Shema. I'm learning solely, exclusively for Torah's sake. I want to learn Torah, connect to it, be Mastavi to it. I want to know it, I want to chazer it, I want to master it. That's Torah for Torah's sake. But it's more than that. A Sheba to the Torah means I'm going to make sure ultimately that I'm carrying it out to Lamaisa. I'm bringing it down from the Olam of theory of the abstract into the world of the concrete. And I'm making it to Lamaisa an effort. It's very nice. And Evet says, oh, Master, you're the best in the world. Show me you mean it. Show me you're doing something. Evet, the demonstration of the Sheba is I take the Torah from the world of the abstract and I bring it down Lamaisa. Let me ask you, what were they learning in the Yeshiva, Shem and Evet? What were they learning back then? This is pre-Mountain Torah. So what taka were they learning? The Ramban, the Gedolei Rishonim, tell us what they were learning. State in Ramban ala Torah, the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, when Rashi says, Ben Zakunim, and Rashi cites the Targum, Altagri Ben Zakunim, it's Bar Chokim, Komasha Lomar V'yeshivas Shem V'Aver, different Nuschos V'yeshivas Aver Moser Lo. All the Torah that Yaakov learned in the Yeshiva Shem V'Aver, 14 years, he didn't sleep for a second. And what does he do? He transmits it all to Yosef. What were they learning? Yes, from Yaakov Kamenetsky twice in his Emes to Yaakov, both in Parshas Vayetzi and again in Parshas Vayeshev, Torah Sagolas, beautiful sticker of Yaakov Kamenetsky. But let's look at the Rishonim. State in the Rishonim, the Ramban, State in Baal Turim. You know what they were learning? Chokhmas with Sisrei Torah. They were learning Ramazan. They were holding in the world of Pardes, of Pshat, Remes, Dur Sod. They were focusing on the world of Sod. Famous Kasha, how could Yaakovino married two sisters? How come sometimes the Elvis did things that superficially at first glance seemed to run contrary, antithetical to Toseinu HaKadosha? So they're in bond, they only had to keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Amaral, they kept the assays, not the los assays, many different terutzim. Writes the Nefesh HaChayim, Chaim Lozhin, Sha'ala Perchavalev, they were keeping the Torah in the world, in the realm, the domain of Sod. And in the world of Sod, Yaakovino understood that if Esav messed up and now Leah is left alone, he has no choice but to marry both Rachel and Leah to be masakein the deficiency, the chisaron that Esav left over. They were making cheshbonos in the world of Sod because they were living in the world of Sod. How in the world can you imagine that Avram Avinu, in the end of the day, kept the whole Torah before it was given? Now this is l'chayra very gishmak. The Shabidu Larais and the Sheba, the demonstration, Kafi. And what we're suggesting, a Shibud manifests itself, and then I'm not just learning the Torah in the realm of theory and the abstract, I bring it down to the concrete, to the Olam HaMaisa. So the very first person who begins Tkufas Torah, when he not only teaches Torah to all the people, and he introduces a new Musa called Torah Chesed, he simultaneously is bringing the Torah for the Olam HaSayonim down to the Olam HaTachtoinim, from the Olam HaTzilis, the Olam HaKisek of it, and he's bringing it to Lamaisa, down to this Olam HaSiya. So who is the first one to be Mekayim, all the Mitzvahs HaTorah? You don't read about it in conjunction with Odom, not with Noach, not with Chanoch, not with Mr. Shelach, not with Shem, and not with Eber. The Medrash even says that Avraham Avinu, Bisof Yomav, traveled over to Malki Tzedek to encourage Shem to be Marbe B'Mitzvahs. Ibet Shem was learning, right? He was learning. What was he learning? Sisrei Torah. Chochmas v'rosei ha-Torah, the world of Sod. The first one to be Meshabi people to what the Shibud of the Torah Kedosha mandates is the first one, interestingly enough, to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs ma'asiyas of the Torah. twice in Shas. And we have the Mishnah Kedushin Pebesim and Aleph. We have the Gemara in Yumach Chesim and Beis, the member of Rav. And that Avram Vino Kiyam Eskola Torah Kulo Kodim Shenina. He was Makayim Lota. Why do you have to be Makayim Lota? Other people were learning it. He says, yeah, but you got to bring it down the Maisa the same way you have to perpetuate it and make it a part of the Bria and guarantee its Hemshech. At the same moment in time, you have to give over the Tzur of the Torah in a way. Like Rabbi Sol Salanta said, I'm learning Kedei Lumot, but it's Amanas Lausis. It comes with the built-in tonight. And you can't bring the Torah Lishle Musa unless you take it from the world of the abstract and the world of the theory, and you bring it down the Maisa and you make it concrete, you make it livable, doable, workable. That's Avraham Avinu, the Shabidu Liaraisa. Avraham Avinu Mamela is the first one to be Mekayim, all the mitzvahs of Torah, even Kodim Shenin. Question, of course, is why would anyone go in and eat a matzah if the Yidden never had a sheep with Yetim Mitzrayim and they never left Bechipoz in Yatsumi Mitzrayim? And Mamela, that's why we have matzahs. What about sitting in a sukkah? Why do we sit in a sukkah? The Olarichas of the Torah in the beginning, Tevresh Chafei, we sit in a sukkah, we pass in a lezer, machloik a sukkah, and alephim and beish, lezer, Rabbi Akiva, sukkahs mamash, sukkahs anenei, cover anenei, cover. Whether it's sukkahs mamash, anenei, cover. It didn't happen yet. You didn't go into the midbar yet. What's the point of sitting in a sukkah? And we know, Taisa says in a first, and Avraham Avinu, the famous Vilna Gaon, Hashem Merachas and Makol, what's Makol, Rosh Hashanah, Beis, Besukas, Teisha, Shemus, Yomim, Kol, Kol, Ezroch, Yisro, Yishu, Besukas, Laman, Laman, Yidid, Rosechem, Avraham Avinu, Shaked in the Kutte, Agro, and the Modem, sat in a sukkah. What's the point of sitting in a sukkah? There were no Nana covered yet. What's the point of eating a matzah? What did he give thee? A guest, Lechemugas matzah, Shaked in Tor, Nor Chaim, Sumatof Yadzayim, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, quoting his brother, the girl writes in, and there is the Yom Adur, till he saw Parshas Balak, Shem Yishmul, Sfasem, and so many others repeat this, they make bracha, Hashot the Geborim on the Riff already points it out as well, Avraham Avinu corresponds to Pesach, Yitzhak to Shavuos, and Yaakov to Sukkos. Why does Avraham Avinu correspond to Pesach? Because he served them lachem ugas matzahs. Matzahs, who's eating a matzah? He didn't even have Shiva to Mitzrayim yet. To the extent that Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Chuvas Sri Daesh, and Chelek Beis of Chuvas in Yordei and Simon and Gimel, he says, Avada doesn't mean that they kept everything, things that weren't Shaykh yet, Avada they didn't keep, but everything that was Mesha Shaykhi, to the Olamasiya that they kept. Well, Lachara, that's not how many people learn. The Maral clearly learns the first soul, the end of Perkid Aleph. Briskarov learned this way as well, that Avada in this soul of what the mitzvahs were all about, they understood the soul. The Ramban and the Baal HaTurim told us, what were they learning in the Yeshiva Shemin Eivir? They were learning and living in a world of soul. That's an Efshachayim Tra'ala Perchaf Aleph. If you're living in a world of soul, the Hainu, there's a soul of matzah. The Eivishter Kaviyocho created Heichit Timtza of Yeshiva in Mitzrayim, subsequently followed by a Geula from Mitzrayim coupled with a Chipazim that brought in from the Olam of the theory of the abstract and made it Lamaisa. What brought it down to the roots? Yeshiva Mitzrayim took the soul of matzah and brought it down to the Olam of Maisa. Sukkah, none of it. About it, there's a soul in none of it covered. And we needed the Yantam of Sukkos and the actual manifestation of the Nenek of it to bring it from the Olamas HaYonim to the Olamas HaTotunah to make it to Lamaisa. Abed Avada, this is so. Same way, we have over 100 answers to the famous question, if Taka Avraham Avinu Kiyam Eskola Torah Kulo Kom Shanina. So he kept Mamash everything, so why didn't he give himself a Bris Milah? How we have the Bris Karov, 100 Tamamish over 100 Tirutz. Zot the Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant, says, I'll give you a portion of Teretz. Avraham Avinu only could do the mitzvahs based on the world of Sod. The Eibishter held back the Sod. He wanted to wait until he would actually come to give him a tzivoy of Bris Milah. But it must be Zalteber Yosef. The Eibishter held back the Sod. How in the world did he know how to do matzah? How did he know how to sit in a sukkah? How did he know what it's all about? Because he was living in the world of Sod. That's what they were learning in Yeshiva Shem Neighbor. What did he do? They're learning it in the Sifrei Kabbalah. He's bringing it down the Maisa. That's the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. That's the Shabidu Liaraisa. It always intrigued me. And we have a Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach and Sin Mehei, and that lists 7 people that were Nol and Mol, that were born already circumcised. We have a lengthy list, 14 people, in the beginning of Avastor of Nelson and Perek Beis, who were Nol and Mol. And it starts with Adam, with Shais. And we have Yaakovino, we have Noah, all these holy people, Moshe Avinu, Avraham Avinu. Where's Avraham Avinu? Why is he not on the list? Chiretz Pasha. Because Avraham Avinu is all about the Olam HaSiyah. He's all about the first Evet. Who is the first one who was called an Evet on the pages of Chumash? And the very first person who was called an Evet on the pages of Chumash is none other than Avraham Avinu. Shteit and Parshas told us, Perachav Vav and Pusachav Dalet, that's Avram Avdi. He's the first one who was called an Evet Hashem. And isn't it interesting? The first one who's called an Evet Hashem. An Evet to the Adon. Who's the first one to call the Yibishter an Adon? You learned the Gemara Brochus, top of Zion Amad Beis. Nobody came onto the world stage and referred to the Eibishter as Adon until Avram Vino called him Adon. The famous Magen Miplatz, Talmud of the Grub. And as soon as Sharachamim, why do we start chakras for the Adon alone? Because Avram Vino was Masakin chakras. Avram Vino, Chagigat Afkimam and Aleph, is Tchilin the Gerim. He's Masakin chakras. He's a new Bria Chadosh, a new beginning. He is a Gershon Iskari, Kigon Shinol Adami, Yuma, Yevomus Chabezim, and Al five times in Shas. Gershon, he's a Bria Chadosh, Tchilin the Gerim. What tefillah does he appropriately give to us? Shachris, Brochus, Chavavam, and Beis, Rabbi Mukhus, Walachim, Practes, Aloch, Aleph. He gives us Shachris in the Shachar, the daybreak, in the new beginning, because he is a new beginning. He's Tchil in the Gerim. He gives us a new beginning. That's a Rino. He's recreating himself, just as in his Sechus alone, the whole entire Bria was. Ha'ela told us, Shemaim Arts, Behi Baram, State in the Medrash Rabbah, Behi Baram, Osios, Ba'Avraham, Mishvil Avraham. The whole world was Kedai for Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu on a microcosmic level recreated himself anew. He's a Bria Chadosh, Shemamish. Yitzchak Eisenhower even writes in his Rosh Hashiach Yitzchak, Adam Kayadu as Rosh Tevis Adam Dover Mashiach, writes the Arizal, the Kotei Torah, Parsha Sazino, the Shlodor Mami Pano, Adam Dover Mashiach, adds of Yitzchak Eisenhower, just like Adam was the first Bria, so to Adam as Rosh Tevis Avram David and Moshe. Why? Because Avram Avinu, David and Moshe had a Tzana Shava Shemenei and a common denominator. They were all put in Matzovim where they couldn't live. And the Eibishter miraculously took them out and gave them a new lease on life. What do we know about David? David HaMelech, state in the Zohar, Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Aleph, Amar Beis. He was going to be a miscarried fetus, only Zoycha to live for 3 hours in this world. Adam Rishon is Mazaka, Tim 70 years, that's all you need, that's a life, that's David HaMelech, he's made Al Atzmo. Tehillim Kapitel Tzadi, Pasagir, Yemeshin, Rasein, Abom, Shem Shana, and he gives him 70 years. What about the Moshe, placed into the water, he can't live in the water, he's Mashuim and Amayim, and he's given yet a new lease on life. Avram Vino, Zoktav Yitzhak, Isaac, Hovers, Rosh Hashiach, Yitzchak, he's thrown into the Kibshon Eish, and the old Avram is destroyed and he emerges a Bria Chadosha. You want to go and refine the silver, what do? You put it into the burning hot, the fiery crucible, and you purge it of all impurities and all imperfections. Avram Avinu emerged a Bria Chadosha. That's why in the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, and Ovis, Perkei Mishnah Gimel, Be'asor, Nisyonis, Asasar, Avinu, we don't start with Kibshon Eish, as Rashi, and the Pirkei Avos are list. Why not? Because Kibshon Eish was not a Nekudas Haschola of creating a new Avram Avinu. It was destroying the Avram of old. So it's not on the list of the Asar and Seos. It's not Avram Avinu. First, we have to destroy the Avram of old, throw him into the Kibshon Eish. That's why it's only Derech Remez Ba'alma. It's not expressed at all overtly on the pages of Torah Seinu HaKadosh. And then we start with Lech Lecha, this week's Parsha. That's in the beginning. Shteit and Rambam looks at the Torah Shebachzav. The way he sees it, the first Nisayin appearing overtly on the pages of Chumash is Lech Lecha, and that's what starts the recreation of the new Avram after he already emerged from that fiery crucible. We had to destroy the Avram of old. Mela. Avram Avinu says, I'm starting out the world myself. I don't want to be Nolan Mole. Avada Eibishter says, I'm going to let Avram recreate himself in his own world. The one who was the ultimate Evet. The one who calls the Eibishter the Adon, we start Chakras Adon Olam, because he's the first one to be Makar. The Eibishter is the Adon HaOlam. The first one to be Makar, the Adon, is the first one simultaneously in the pages of the Torah, who is thus called an Eved. He wants to do things Lamais himself. He wants to demonstrate that Shibud. How do you demonstrate that Shibud? He doesn't want to stop, come into the world. Derech Nes, Derech already Nol and Nol. He wants to recreate himself anew. State the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Tazria. What's the Yesoda Mila? It's being Mashlim, it's the Makiva Patish, being Masake. The mensch that he wanted to do himself, zok the chiskuni, zok the sforno ulach lecha, zok the maral legorari parshas bo. And when you give yourself a bris milah, you embed, engrave into your physical anatomy, into your goof, into your atzmius, that I'm an eved Hashem. I brand myself that I'm an eved Hashem. This sewed up bris milah is that first and foremost, what am I? I'm an eved Hashem. You show that your cattle, your livestock belongs to you. What do you do? You're a farmer, you're a rancher. You go out and you brand the sheep and say, these sheep belong to me. I give myself a stamp that I can never remove, an indelible mark that says and that declares to one and all, I'm an Eved Hashem, that's who I am. That's David HaMelech. Mela, Menachos, Mandala, and Amesis in the base of Merchots. Oh, I still and I will always have Bris Mila. That's Avram Avinu. Avraham Avinu is a Briya Chadasha. He's not the Nolan Mole. He gives himself a Bismillah. He starts the Kuf of Torah because Torah means take it down from the world of the theoretical, the world of the merely abstract, and make it concrete, and make it Lamaisa. That's what Avraham Avinu's Chiddush is. Yes, he's transmitting it. Yes, it's a new musical called Torah's Chesed. But at the same time, he's making it Lamaisa. That's the subjugation. Amelie is the first one to be Mekayim, all the mitzvahs, Masiyas, and the Torah. And he's keeping the mitzvahs, even though the Matzovim were not yet created. He understands the Sona Dover, and then he actually sits in a Sukkah. He understands the Sona, and he actually is eating and serving matzahs to his guests. Lechem Ugas Matzahs, he is living in the world of the Maisa. That's Avraham Avinu. Amelie Avraham Avinu is Gematria Ramach, Kenegad Ramach, Mitzvah Saseh. And that's what he's all about. The same way Rabbeinu Ephraim says the Torah is given in Midbar B'schus State in the Medrash and Shmos Rabbah. The Torah is given by Midbar B'Midbar Gematria 248 Gematria Avraham Avinu. It's all B'schus Avraham Avinu. He's the one who started making it L'maisa. So it's very geschmack. Because Avraham Avinu mamish on this pasuk as a nevesh she'os v'chorin Rashi tells us to shabidu li'araisa. The first Eben Hashem who is spreading this idea, this lofty musig that says it's gavaldik to learn Kabbalah, to learn Rosing and Soda Satura. But you have to be makabel that Ola Tyrell, and you have to make it to Lamais, and has to come down. Amenas Lassus, you have to bring it to the Olam Hasiya. That's Avraham Avinu. So, Zot Chizkuni. We've been quoting the Gemara of Odezor, Davtes, and Hebzot Zadizayim, that Kan Hischol, the Tkufa of Tyrell, without Torah, you're mamish living in a world of tovavo. The only thing that gives the world existence, that gives it a sense of yeshus, is ach v'rak, the Torah kadosha. Without the Torah, you're living in a world that's defined metaphorically as mamish tovavo. So now Avraham Avinu emerges onto the world stage, and now he's teaching Torah to the world. Zok de Chizkuni, kan hischil matan Torah. What's the Chizkuni want? What do you mean kan hischil matan Torah? Halachayra the Chizkuni is a peladik aloshin. Tell me. Kan hischol the tkuf of Torah. That is the lashon of Chazal. Kan hischol matan Torah. What's pshat? Now we know that all the mitzvahs were given, the Tayyag mitzvahs were given by Har Sinai. Makis chav gimel mabeis. Torah Shrabi Simlai. Torah Tzivilan and Moshe. Torah Gematria 611. Anochi v'loy lachem epi agvuro shaman 611 and 2 is 613. As the whole big shayla, the Ramban, the Tashbetz. Sajigon is the number really 613, but we know it's already Lamaskona, the Milsa Muskun, the Kloyamo. It's the number 613. Lachar Lafinius Night is the Poshid Remes. Who's the Bala Memra that we have 613 mitzvahs? Rabbi Simlai, it's one Memra, one line in all the Shas, the Talmidim Master Vilna Go. I said, Gro, you wrote on so many Mikzayis Atayra, Sayin Tayras, Anigla, Sayin Tayras, Anister. How come you didn't enter the foray of the Ramam, the Ramban, the Smag and the Bahag, and all the Rav Sajago and the Sefer Mitzvahs? How come you didn't write? So he says, what do you want me to do? Write a Sefer on every line in Shas? It's one line in Shas. Yeah, we know the Rashi in the beginning of Ayishlach, Hamlov and Garti, Tayyag Mitzvah, Shamarti. It's Rabbi Simlai, L'chayra. Rabbi Simlai, it comes down to one memra, but who is the Baal Memra Rabbi Simlai? The Gematria of Kirabi Simlai is Bidiyuk 613. And we have 613 mitzvahs. So in accordance with the opinion of Kirabi Simlai, Salamaisa, we have 613 mitzvahs. What began with Matan Torah? The actualization of taking the Torah from the Olam HaSayyarim Ayyadei Moshe Beno, went up to Shemei Shemayim, bought the Torah the same way. Bishuso, Titus Testament Aleph, he gave us the Mon. The Lachim Shemalachi Asherisachamo, Yumai and Bezim and Bez, he brought it down from the heavens on high, and brought it down Lamaisa. So too, he gave us the ultimate Lachim. What's the ultimate Lachim? The Torah, Ayin Rabbeinu Machai, and there's the Akdom and the Parshas Vayakel. The Torah is the ultimate Lachim. It's the food, it's that which sustains us. Zohar and Parshas Emor, Tzadheim and Aleph. We don't paskin this way. Mishnabur Magen Avram, but the Svardim Takedu, Aben Eshchai, Rabbi Yosef Chai, and Paskins, and Chelik, and Shalshus Ropolim, and Yordei, Chelik Aleph, Simon, and Hay, Paskins, the Ben Eshchai, you can be Samech Lecharchila in the Zohar, you can be Mekayim Shalashudis with Divrei Torah. Shalashudis is also food. I stayed in Posey Bachloyo. What better food is there than Torah? Your mamash, you lick off the honey from your fingers. And what's sweeter than the Torah HaKadosha? And the end of the day, yes, you're right. They asked Rechayim Shulam, it's the Miro Shashiva. One time he was eating Shalashudis, and they said, Rebbe, and why are you eating filter fish, the herring? I says, Rebbe, we can be Mekayim Shalashudis like the Zohar, and we can learn Torah. He says, if I say a stick of Torah, Ebshi, you could slug me up, and I'm not Yotzi Shalashudis. You can't slug up a piece of filter fish. You can't slug up a piece of herring in the end of the day. At least Ebshi Lekayim Shneim. Now I know for sure, Mekayim, but the Svardim again, Alok Lamaisa. You can be Sobachad, the Torah is the Lachem. Moshe brings the lechem from Shemayim down to the Oretz. Likewise, he brings the Torah, the lechem, the spiritual lechem from Shemayim down to the Oretz. He makes the lamaisa, a state in the Medrash and Shmos Rabbi Gevaldik. How the Eberster was Metzayer, the ponim of Moshe, like the ponim of Avraham. Why? Because the entire Nesina Sateru is B'schus Avraham Avinu, and Moshe B'shas Maisa, the Malachim state in the Medrash even got confused because Moshe's cluster upon him, his countenance was now daima to that of Avraham Avinu. Why? Mani and Shemitah Yitzhar Sina, Moshe Avinu had to look like Avraham, because Avraham Avinu L'chair is the one who introduced the very concept of taking the Torah from the Olam HaSalyonim and bringing it down the Maisa. And the Phineas 90, that's exactly what the Chizkuni wants. Not Stam Kan Hischil, the Tkufas Torah, Kan Hischil Mat Torah. A month of Torah began now with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and Gittin Nashu. We don't keep the mitzvahs because Adam Rishon kept Peruvu and because Avraham Avinu kept Rishvil of Chadayme. We keep the mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu gave them to us at our Sinai and the Kan Olam. That's why we're keeping the mitzvahs of Asiyas. But in whose merit? State in the Medrash Mishchus Avraham Avinu. The same way Behi Baram Mishvil Avraham Bereshus Mishvil Torah and Ekoreshus. Avraham Avinu gave us the world, Avraham Avinu gave us the Torah, and he's the first one to start, not simply the Tkufas Torah, he's Mamash Kefi, the Chizkuni, the first one to start, Matan Torah. So now I'll give you another smach. Phineas Taiti, we see Yad Ishmael, let's turn to a rugged shover. You can always count on a rugged shover. A rugged shover, Kayadua, Habaki Bishas, a rugged shover, in fact, Ramea Simcha, they saw him crying by Ramea Simcha's Levaya. Two Choshev Gedoli Hador in Davinsk, a Rogat Shover Makusha to Chabad, head of the Hasidim, a Ramea Simcha, the head of the Mesnag, Ramea Simcha, he was crying, and Ramea Simcha's Levi, they said, Rogat Shover, he had so many susukhim, so many fights with Ramea Simcha, why are you crying? He says, because after 80 plus years, my dear, you did, Ramea Simcha was finally learning how to learn. Ramea Simcha, this is the one Rechaim said, he's the Sarah Torah, the Lamda Nador. So one time Simcha's Torah came over to Ramea Simcha and he said, oh my, you did Ramea Simcha. It says so-and-so's name 7 times in Shas. Quick, where are the 7 times? Ramea Simcha thinks, he says, the first 5 here and here and here. The 6th one is in Zvachim and it's a Tol Sofrim. And the 7th one was just to test me. As Ramea Simcha and the Rogat Shavah. I can't play games with the Rogachov. Listen to this Merush. It's Tzafnus Panech Al Torah. Parsus Chayisor Perchav Dalad, and he cites a Merush and Shir Shim Rabba. And Merush says Gavaldik. The Merush says that when it came time to fashion the Luchos Evan, upon which the Aser Sedibros were fashioned, the Eberster, I went ahead and he took the Torah from the Galgal Chama. He took it from the revolution of the sun. As I state the Merush, Rogachov says, "What's the Kavano?" He says Gavaldik. Says, because what do we know about Avraham Avinu? We know about Avraham Avinu. Let's go to Bava Basra. You're learning Bava Basra. And Mestama here, now you saw, we learn fast. All right, Shabbos, I'm going to give him an Aleph Ligmar and Israel to Lizra. You got to finish Dova Sechla. And then you go back and tackle B. And so Mestama, you already finished all the Bava Basra. All right, Mestama, 176. It's not even the longest Mestama in Shas. It's the longest in Dabim. You have to know why 176. Parshas not so long as Parshas 176. Kapito, you cuff your test and tell them, knowing what's with the number 176? What's Shabbos? And it's not the longest Masecht, only in Dapim. The longest Masecht in words is what? It's not Brochus. Chaim Kanevsky, Kuchas Michas Taida. And he says, people all say that the Vilna Gaon said that the longest Masecht in words is Brochus. He says, where does the Vilna Gaon ever say it? Chaim Kanevsky, the Gold Adar said the Vilna Gaon never said it. And of course he never said it because it's not true. Because Shabbos has more words than Brochus does. Brochus does go to Samad Dalit, has many of the longest Dapim in Chas, but it's not as long as Shabbos, Kufin and Zion. And Shabbos has many long Dapim on its own. Shabbos is the longest Masecht in Chas. And that also needs a beer. Why is Shabbos the longest? Akaponis and Mistoma, if you didn't finish all Bava Basra, you at least got the design number of eight. And what do we know about Avraham Avinu? Evan Tova. Haisa Tluyi B'Tzavar Shal Avraham Avinu. There was a fine stone that was hanging around his neck. And this fine stone, Kochola Sharolov Miyan Nisrapi. Any ill person saw the stone and immediately he was healed. What was the stone? Some piece of magic? What was the stone? State in the Ein Yaakov B'Shem the Rashba. And Ein Yaakov and Ein Yaakov cites in the name of the Rashba. We know the Rashba did write. There's a thin volume. We have a Pirushim on Kama Gadatos. And we have in the Masada of Kuk on Agadah. But here we don't have it. Here it's bought by the Ein Yaakov. You know what the Evan was? The Evan was the Torah. The same way the Torah Kadosh was written on Luchos Ha'Evan. He had an Evan Torah, he had a miniature Sefer Torah that he was carrying with him. It's very mistavered because Aramina was Kiyam Kol Torah Kodesh Shanina, and he was a Din Melech, Al Chairo, in a certain sense. Amel is carrying a Sefer Torah with him, Lefini is Daiti. Asabor Shekivanti to the Rugged Shavra. What does the Gemara say? The Eivashtir did what? He took the Evan of Avram Avinu when he was Tailor the Evan Begal Golchama. He took Avram Avinu's Evan and he hung it on the revolution of the sun. Here we have a Medrash now in Shmois and Shirashim Rabbah that says the Eivashtir fashioned the Torah, the Luchas Evan, the Luchas Eidus from the Gal Golchama. What was on the Gal Golchama? The Evan that Avram Avinu had. What was the Evan? It was the Torah that Avram Avinu learned that he kept, that the Eivashtir, after Avram Avinu dies, he was Torah the Gal Golchama. So what do you see? Mamash Gishmak Gishmak to the Cheskuni. Avram Avinu wasn't stomp predating the Torah. It's Kan Hischa Matan Torah Mamash Pshuto Kimashmo. This was the beginning of Matan Torah. And after now we can understand the Marshal deals with the Kasha. As you many get ill, we have a mission of a Fereshus, Kedushim, Vezim, and Aleph. Avram Avinu, Kiyam, Eskola, Turukuna, Kodem, Shanina. Along comes Yumach of Chesem, Vez, Amarav. Avram Avinu, Kiyam, Eskola, Turukula. Frek the Marshal, what's Ibim Achanish? Some Marshal had a different Girso. A different Nuschal. Some say it was Asa versus Kiyam, and there are differences where we have many Nuschals where it's Kiyam in both places. So what's the only discrepancy? The only difference is that when Rav came and added something onto the Mishnah, Rav says, not Avram Avinu Kiyam Eskola Torah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. He just says Kiyam, he kept everything. Why does he leave out L'chaira? He's not telling us Avram Avinu kept all Torah before it was given years later. He's telling us Avram Avinu kept, and that's the beginning of Matan Torah. And that's Dam Ad Shelo Nitna. That was the beginning of Matan Torah. He was already keeping all the 613 mitzvahs, but often the Maisa. And same way that Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down, Avraham Avinu already brought it down. He's already been Mekayim, the Maisa, all the mitzvahs of Torah. Kan Hischa Matan Torah Mamish. Avraham Avinu is not stop learning Razim and Sidus and Chokhmah Torah. He's bringing it from the world of Sod, from the world of Kabbalah, and he's bringing it down the Maisa. Perhaps now we can add the following smach. David HaMelech on the pages of his Tehillim that we know was written Mila Mila Bucha Kodesh, something that's bought by many Sfarim, Likutei Maran, and so many others, that Avada, every word of Tehillim was written word for word, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. We have in Kapitol Pei Tes, Maskil La'isan Ezrochi. Maskil La'isan Ezrochi, about whom is David speaking? Avram Avinu, Sigmar Rabba Masu. That's a state in the Gemara Basra, Tesvav and Aleph. Who is Esan Azrochi? Avram Avinu is the mighty one, the strong one from the east. What do we have to, what's the sinyan of Avram Avinu is Esan, Maskel Esan Azrochi? Olam Chesin Yibona. What is the name Esan? I know I'm a little bit biased over here. Eitan, Esan, what's the name all about? What's the name all about? I think that'll give us a great appreciation to what this Chiddush of Avram Avinu essentially is based on. Three Mahalchim. Avada, the Pashtus Advarim, Avram Avinu is Esan Ezroch. He's the mighty one. He's the strong one. He's the powerful one, spiritually, not physically. And the other day, the Elvis were also powerful physically. Ayin Otis Maral, page 336. And the idea that the Elvis were Sholeim Sai, Baruchni, Sai, Begashmis, Avram Avinu, and Yaakovinu, we find displays of their physical prowess as well. They had to be Sholeim, and all in Yonim, they were the Shor She'am, writes the Maral, Bekamaduchti. Akoponim, he was the strong one, certainly in a spiritual sense. And now listen to Rav Hunder and Pachad Yitzchok and Sukkis and Maimer Aleph. All right, Rav Hunder, Pachad Yitzchok, and Rav Hunder, Avadi, you got to shake and tremble every time you speak about Rav Hunder. In fact, I just told somebody over tonight, and that Rav Yeshua Harman had told me years ago, at one time he was in Baltimore, and he was going up to New York. He had to take care of some tzrochim in Brooklyn. See, Kolim is Rosh Hashiva is one of the last Talmidim of Rav Hunder Zatzal. You know, if you didn't walk out of Rav Hunder's office backwards, he wouldn't open the door for you. There was a buzzer. You had to go ahead and come back in, and you had to walk out backwards. Cover the Torah. Cover the Torah is more important than leaving the Torah in many instances. See, Kolim Rav Hunder said, Rabbi, I'm going to be in Brooklyn. I have to take care of all the tzrochim. Can I stop in and see Rosh Hashiva? And Rav Hunder said, no. No, you can't. He says, Rabbi, why can't I see Rabbi? Says, what, the Rosh Hashiva is only Derech Agav? You're coming up to Brooklyn to take care of other Tzorachim, Derech Agav. Once I'm there and I finish everything else, then maybe I'll stop in to see the Rosh Hashiva. A Rosh Hashiva Rebbe is never Derech Agav. You come up to Brooklyn to see Rav Hutner. You come up to Brooklyn to see your Rebbe. At Derech Agav, after you finish discussing Ashtogot Torah, Ashkofas Adas with your Rebbe, then you can take care of the other Tzrach. That's never Derech Agav. Chalila v'chas. My Rebbe Mubo, Kagon of Tzvi Berkowitz Shlita, I was telling him, I'm speaking in Baltimore, Chalila v'chas. I make separate trips just to speak to Rebbe. Take an Amtrak, come here, speak to Rebbe, and come back. That's it. It's never Derech Agav, Chalila v'chas. Eisan Azrachi. What is this Avram Vino, this Eisan Azrachi? Right? So, Fundra Pachritz, Kinsukis Mamar Aleph, he cites Mendel Korn's Kum Kedartia, page 59. And there, Mendel Korn writes, you know what is Eisan is? Eisan is Loshan is. You have it all over Shas. Isti Amri, Yesh Shomrit. Eisan is Miloshan is, Dahainu, Loshan of Yesh. What do we know about Yesh? It's an Indian of Yeshus. Sanhedrin Chavav Meis, the Torah is called Toshia. Yes, Mitzarechav. It's Matashas Kokos Shalodim, Mitzarcheni. What is the actual denotation of it? Yeshus means existence. What gives the world existence? The Torah Kedoshah. Without the Torah, there's nothing to talk about. As Rashi told us, and Avodah Zarah Daftes, without the Torah, you're in a world of Tovavo. What gives the world meaning? What gives it substance? What gives it Lamaisa existence? Is the Torah Kedoshah. Eisan Azrochi, he's a man of Yeshus. He's a man of existence. He's a man of the world. That's who he is. Behi Baram B'Shvil Avram. He is the one who starts out the Yiddishkeit, reintroduces monotheism. He is the Avram Ivri, the whole world on one side of the river. He starts out Yiddishkeit. Ramban and Emara Yidei Bar Smila. He introduces this Shem Yisrael into the world. That's Esan. That's one interpretation. And then we have another interpretation. I saw this in the Sefer Zichron Yitzchak, Sefer Zikon of Yitzchak, Izbi Zechatzadik Levracha. The Edom of David Krongles used to come and say Shurim in my time in Yeshiva. And there was a Sefer Zikaron published posthumously, obviously, and they have in the beginning of the Sefer Tshuvas by Rabbi Victor Krupp. And one of the Tshuvas, he writes such an Indian, I saw afterwards the Prima Gonim already in his Rosh Yosef at the beginning of Brachas, mentions the same idea. And the Sefer Munas Eliezer and Purim cites the same idea of Hashem Rabbeinu. When I asked the Mechaber, Rav Eli Margulis, he told me he heard it from Yonas and David. But here we have already Rav Victor Krupp, Prima Gonim, and listen to this. Any word in Lashon HaKadosh that you want to transform from Lashon Avar, from the past tense, to Lashon Asid, to the future, you know what you do? How do you transition the Avar to the Asid? You place one of the respective letters of the name Eitan, Eisan, and that transforms the word from Avar to Asid. Take the Shorish Kasav, Ani Yechtov, Ata Tichtov, Anachnu Nechtov, Hu Yechtov, Osios Eisan, Aleph Yitzof Nun, transforms every Shorish from the Avar, from the past, into the future. That's Osios Eisan. It's already Prima Gonmer, Victor Kral. That's Mahalach number two. Mahalach number three, Ramosha Shapiro. Then I heard from him in various Shiurim. Mix around the letters, intermingle the letters of Eisan. And what does that yield? Osios Tanai. What's a Tanai? If you make a Tanai in something, that means once you've uttered and stated a stipulation, it's now on rocky ground. It's not on solid ground. Why? Because if you're not Mekayim the Tanai, then the directive is not going to be actualized. Memela, if I say, oh, if it rains tomorrow, then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. If that means if it doesn't rain tomorrow, it's never going to happen. So when something is built on a Tanai, that means it's lacking the sense of Eisan, of being strong. Eisan is lafuke Tanai. Osio safuchus is mahapech, the Indian of Tanai, that's Eisan Tanai. Three separate mahachim. Phineas daiti, they're mamish all, mekusharim lahadodi. And they're all addressing it from a different angle, but they're all mom is saying more or less along the same lines. What do I mean? We have Gemara twice in Shas. Shabbos Pechesim and Aleph Avodah Zarah of Gimel and Aleph. The Eibishter made a Tanai in Maisa Bracious. What was the Tanai in Maisa Bracious? Eibishter created the world. Said, I'm making a Tanai, but I'm going to give you the Torah. And if you have the Torah, you receive the Torah, and you keep the Torah, and then I'm going to allow the world to be Mekuya. And if not, I'm going to destroy the world and be Matzor the Tovavos. The Eibishter made a Tanai in Maisa Bracious. And now what do we see? Who's the only one to perpetuate the Torah? The Torah did not have a sense of bringing Jesus to the world, Ayadei, Adam, Noach, Sheis, Mesheshalach, Hanoch. The Tkufa of Torah did not begin until Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, and he started to teach Torah to the masses. That means until that point in time, Rashi was being Megalatos, so we're living in a world of Tovavo. It's a world of utter desolation. What gave Jesus to the world? What gave a Kiyam to the world? Avraham Avinu's Torah. See, Gavaldik, Avraham Avinu was called what? Amaskil la'isan azrochi. He is the Esan Azrochi. He is the Esan Osios Tanai, who's Mafkia the Tanai and the Maisa Bracious. How is he Mafkia the Tanai? He is Mafkia the Tanai by teaching us Torah, Torah Chesed, perpetuating the Metzias Amitis Ayadei, the Lima and Masurus of Torah. He is giving us the Torah and the 613 mitzvahs, making it Lamaisa. He is thus being Masalik, erasing Legamri, the Tanai built into Maisa Bracious, maybe Mekayim the Tanai, giving us the Torah, starting the Inyan of Matan Torah itself. And Amela, he removes the Tanai Maisa Bracious, takes the role from the Over to the Os, it carries us into the future. Only Avraham Avinu carries us into the future. That's Esan Azrochi, the same way Osios Esan takes any word from the past and transitions it into the future. Avraham Avinu carries us from the past into the future. He gives Klal Yisrael a Kiyum. He brings the Shem Yisrael down to the world. He brings the Torah down to the world. Avraham Avinu's Mafkia, the Tanai that Eivishter built into Maisa Bracious. He is Taka Maskel Esan Azrochi, uprooting the Tanai, carrying us from the Over to the Osid. And he is the one who is giving the world a Yeshus, a sense of existence, and the only one empowered with perpetuating the existence by giving over Torah Chesed to the next generation. That's the Galus of Avraham Avinu, and that's the first Evan on the pages of Chumash. The first one to call the Eivishter the Adon is the first one that the Eivishter calls my Evan, and likewise, the first one that Eivishter says is the one that I love, Avram Ovi. He loves me, he's Makai and my Torah and all my mitzvahs. I love him back, it's reciprocal. That's what starts out Yiddishkeit. So why is this so important? A number of years ago, when Rebbetzin Kainevsky Zechorna Levracha was and Eftira, when she passed away from this world, they asked during the Shiva Rochaim Kainevsky that what is her number one mitzvah? He missed his wife. If you ever read the wonderful art school biography, Rebbetzin Kainevsky, the very last story is Rochaim said, I miss my wife. He's a human being. He's the God of the door. He's a human being. And he says, I miss my wife. And the children asked him, they said, Tati, I said, Abba, with all her milas. Now, if you ever met Rebbetzin Kainevsky, the daughter of Rav Yosef. Here she was, her father's Rav Yosef, her husband's Rav Chaim Kainevsky, her grandfather, Rabbi Levin. She's davening Shachris Mincha Marv every day, Vasikin. Mincha Gedola, the first Marv, she's never speaking Lashon Hara. She's Allah milas, Rebbetzin Kainevsky. In fact, one time, she walked into a store in Bnei Brak. She needed new glasses, and she needed sunglasses. Instead, she figured, a friend told her, just go in and get the glasses that change automatically, that darken as you go out. So she goes into the store. She says, can I please have this and this pair of glasses? I said, well, you know, it's a big machlokes aposkim. Rabbi Yosef says this, and Achaya Kineski says this. So you know, different sheets. Go home and ask your local rabbi. Ask your local rabbi what you should do. Rebbetzin Kainevsky. So Alamailas, her mamish, she had all the yichus and the yichus atzmi, and she was makabel everyone, save upon him, yofus. And they asked her husband, who knew her better than anyone in the world, what was her number one mitzvah? Now you have to realize, we have a Gemara, twice in Shas, I would have said, Noshem Aizachin, Brochus Yedzayinim and Aleph, Sotah, Chafalafam and Aleph, Noshem Aizachin, Karuv, Vanayla, Be Kanishta, Asinu Gavrai, Be Rabbanan, Vanachin, the Gavrai, Odasimi, Be Rabbanan, letting her husband to learn. She got married to her Chaim. She said, I'm getting married to you all tonight. You're never to pick up a phone in your life. You're never to make a phone call. You're sitting and learning. And anytime he ever was going to be on a phone, she would give him the phone. And he would go out and just talk into the phone. He never made a phone call. One time she wasn't feeling well. He made his own cup of tea. The next thing you know, there was a flood in the apartment. I just want you to learn. That's all she wanted, that he'll sit and learn. And he wasn't living in the Rechaim. He's now living in this world. They gave him a tape one time. Remember the old cassettes? A lot of you might not remember the old cassettes. In fact, I have a friend who had a teenage son. A number of months ago, his teenage son came into his old car. And he took his iPhone and he put his iPhone into the cassette deck of the old phone. And he says to his son, what are you doing? He says, isn't this an iPhone charger? He says, no, this is an old cassette deck. He says, what's a cassette? So they came to Achai Kanevsky and they said, do you want to hear a shmooze of Yeshver, of Ayoshin? And they gave him a cassette. And he says, sure, I want to hear. And he took it to his ear. I said, no, you have to put it in a machine and you have to press a button. Okay, you do what they asked Achai Kanevsky. Is it mutter to play basketball on Shabbos? And mutter to sachei kadur Shabbos Shabbat? And he says, what is basketball? I say, explain, it's two teams and you take a leather ball. It's amazing. When you hear the Shaila asked, you realize, how in the world could any of us ever have wasted time on NBA and NFL and studio? I say, it's two teams and you take a piece of pigskin, you take a little ball, and then you have to go ahead and you dribble it on the ground and you have to try and shoot it into somebody else's hoop. And if you get into the other hoop, then you get points and then you win.
Chaim Kersky said, I don't understand the show. Are you playing on Shabbos? Just put the ball in the hoop before Shabbos begins. Somebody was giving Reb Chaim a ride in his car, and it was a stick shift, and he wasn't so fluent with the stick shift. So he kept looking down at the shift to go ahead, and I think Reb Chaim says, you know, he says, you look at the road, and I'll mix up the gas for you. You're living in this world. So Lachari, you would think, no Shemai Zachin, you would think, Rebetzin, her Igra Maila was, he lets Reb Chaim, come Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim said, I'll tell you her number one Maila. You know what her number one Maila was? Her number one Maila was, Midas HaSavlonis. With all of the, no speaking Lashon Hara, all of the Torah, all of the Tefillah, all of the Gadlus, her number one ticket to Gadlus, her Shpitz Gadlus was what? The Shpitz Gadlus was Midas HaSavlonis. She was so for everybody. All walks of life came to her. They would take up her time. Sap her of her kaychas, of her energy. She loved them, smarted them, makabal them all, b'sev upon the other side, b'simcha, and gevalding midas ha-savlonis. And that was the yeduit, the gemaisa that was disseminated throughout the world. So a number of years ago, I went to visit Reb Chaim. I try every year when we're there at Hanukkah, I try and go into Reb Chaim, have someone bring me in. And I was by Reb Chaim's Aiden, by his son-in-law, Arkadoletsky. Akaladetsky, and he needed a ride somewhere, so he says, would you be okay? Can you drive me, just going back to Yerushalayim, can you drive me on the highway and drive me near where I need to go? I said, Rebbe, it's Gedola Shemusha Shatel Yosemli Muda. I won't just take Rebbe on the highway, I'll take wherever Rebbe needs to go. Huh? You know, I don't want to be much, it's not a tircha. Habrocha Zayinam Abayzam, Rebbe Yechen, Meshum, Meshum, Mechai, Gedola Shemusha Shatel Yosemli Muda. Yotza Kamayim Ayodav, Lomalo Nemar Le Yotza, Brocha Svam Zayinam Abayz, Ezu Amoretz. Shitas Chachomim, Ishakor Vishon, or Shimish Tamina Chamariz Amaretz. Who doesn't want that opportunity? Be Meshamish Tamina Chamim, I in the Rimi Kurdil, Taisus Ksumas, Yazayan of an Alibi, the Sigma, Allah Tavatora, or Sameach, Stamat Torah, Paragabal Chabez, Meshus Yavetz. And the end of the day, Abada, Shimish Tamina, I said, Rebbe, it's my pleasure, let me go on and take you. He says, okay, but I'll let you take me, but you can't tell anyone where you're dropping me off. I said, what's Pshat, my Peshat Ha? And Reb Chaim, son in law, has an apartment. Don't say that Eitan Feiner told you about this. But he has an apartment in a secular neighborhood near Bnei Brak. Because he knew that if he stays and learns all day in Bnei Brak, people are going to find him and they're going to bother him. And they're going to stare him. They're going to know where he is. And they're going to knock on the door. Brochas, Taira, Kashas, Vachule. See, Mamish has an apartment that he rents in a secular area. I'm not going to say the neighborhood. He'll be upset at me. And a secular neighborhood near Bnei Brak. An apartment in a Freya building. And this way nobody bothers him. They don't know who he is. He's a man with a beard. And he goes in and he sits and he has form and he sits and he learns all day. So I asked him as I was driving him to this apartment, I said, can I ask, this is the Yiduit, the Gemaisa, about your mother-in-law. What about your Shver? I don't want to wait until after 120. I said, you know your Shver better than almost anybody. What's Reb Chaim Kanevsky, the Golda Hador's number one mind? So if you didn't follow me the whole night tonight, they say, I know, Rabbi, you speak way too fast. They told me in the shul, if you would daven as fast as you speak and you would speak as slowly as you daven, then we'd be in really good shape. But as the Shlomo Freifeld used to say, he says, even if you don't chop everything, it goes in one ear and it goes out the other, but at least it made its way to the brain. At one point, it made its way. It stopped in the brain for a little bit. Okay, it's late, it's tired, but this you're not going to figure. What's Reb Chaim Kanevsky's number one Milo, as told me by his Chosh of a son? Said, take it from me out. He answered me. He says, I don't even have to think about it. You know what his number one Milo is? I don't know anyone in the world who is margish the old Torah, the yoke, the onus of Torah on his shoulders every single second of every moment of his life. Every second of his life, he is living and breathing the old Torah. He has never messiah das from one second from carrying the weight of the Torah to make sure that he's learning and thinking about Torah every single second of his life. That's the old Torah. And now, Derech Agav, I want to tell you another maisa. And I know it's being recorded. I have said this in the past. I'm a Rav at Camp Simcha. And 3 summers ago, a father came over to me in camp. And he said to me, Rabbi Feiner, I have a son who is a 9th grader. He started high school. And he's in a high school in New York, and they bought this high school out to Ne'Yisrael, and they were going to get shiurim. It was part of a camp, a summer experience. And they brought him and a whole bunch of ninth graders, many people always visiting the Yisroel, you have the sports camp. And his son came to the camp, and he came and they had shiurim, and they asked him for a bayim here on campus to give them a shiurim. As he said that, and they had Rav Tzvi Berkowitz Shlita, and Mori Rabbi Shlita, they had him do a Q&A, do a question and answer. And this boy, 9 years old, a question and answer, he says, Rabbi Berkowitz, after he gave a little shiur, he says, I have a question and answer, Rabbi Berkowitz. I want to know what makes you tick. Okay, he didn't know what makes Rebbe tick. Well, man, he's a ninth grader from a more modern, his father tells me, he says, oh, he says, my son, the chutzpahdik. He says, my son asked her, Rabbi Berkowitz, Shlita. He says, Rabbi Berkowitz, what makes you tick? And he said that the Rebbe told him this mice. He says that Rabbi Berkowitz answered your son right away, and he says, that I get up in the morning and I think about being the biggest Eved Hashem that I could be. And he wasn't done, this ninth grader. He says, Rabbi Berkowitz, and how often during the day do you think about that? And he answered right away, Rav Tzvi Shlita, he says, every single second of the day. And now imagine Rav Chaim Kanevsky as well. Every second of the day. Every second of the day, Rav Chaim is thinking Eved Hashem, and he's thinking Old Torah. He's thinking the Old Torah. That's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was telling us, it's very nice, learn, geschmack, sit back, relax. It's last time I was here, we talked about Simcha Satayra. We're talking about the Harav now, it's geschmack, it's all about Simcha. And Avad v'smach v'chol ha-toyv dor chayim, ki sabach ha-vav yin aleph. Ein Simcha, that's ein tov v'lo toyro simcha, that's mishtagi mislatim acharea. It's the greatest Simcha, it's the greatest tov in the world. But maybe we could walk away from tonight. Torah is not just about the geshmak, as Rav Volber writes in Alishor Chelik Aleph. If you're learning Torah achra for the geshmak, then when you don't have the geshmak, you're not going to learn. And you have to learn that what came, this is the air that we breathe. Or it's really not the air that we breathe. Someone came to Rav Bochber and he says, ah, Rabbi, the Torah is the air that we breathe. He says, no, it's not. It's not the air that we breathe. I know it's outside of us. It's life itself. I once spoke in Lakewood years ago, and I started the shiur. It was something that I read. Somebody showed me Mishpacha magazine that the young man from Lakewood wrote in letters to the editor because someone wrote an article and said, Torah is the most important thing in the world. And this person wrote in, this young man from Lakewood, he says, I want to make a correction. That writer was wrong. Torah is not the most important thing in the world. Torah is the only thing in the world. Zokta Avoba, if you're learning for the Geshmak when you don't have the Geshmak, you're not going to learn. You're not going to learn with the same Hasvoda. The kivun has to be, the gisha klapi liman atar has to be first and foremost, Baruch Mishayna, and kiheim chenim rechavino. And mei tar ed chayim, that's it, I don't have life. This, you have to be margish at all. I have to learn. I have to learn now. I need a coffee break. I need a shpatsir after that. And the end of the day, I have to learn. Because this is life itself. This is life. And if I'm not learning, then I'm not alive. We have to live with that old Torah. If we're not going to feel and be margish, Yom HaVolayla, like Rav Chaim Kanevsky, like the Gadol HaBesedus, and not like the Gadol HaOvla, the Kalapachas. To walk throughout the day and say, even when I'm not feeling the Geshmak, even when it's freezing outside, even when it's cold and the winter's coming and it's not Geshmak, you know the Geshmak of the summer months. I pointed out in the past, and I heard it from an Adam Gadol. You don't have world famous yeshivas, all right, from San Diego. That's nothing against San Diego. And there's Gevaldig Torah in Florida and California. It's Gevaldig. There's a lot of Gevaldig Torah. It's Gevaldig. But the world's most famous yeshivas are in Eretz Yisrael. We're in Europe. And where are in Eretz Yisrael? Are in Baltimore. Right? And in Lakewood, yeah. Lakewood also. Baruch Hashem in Lakewood, New Jersey. And a Chaim Olin, a Tervados. Where? In cold, frigid winters and mud and snow. You go to Florida. Palm trees. Geshmak. It's Geshmak. And Nevada, this Torah there. But it's not world famous. You don't find world famous yeshivas there. Why not? Because Torah is nicknames be a surin, because sometimes it's difficult. But you got to live with that all. That all that says what? It's not enough. Oh, it's an abstract. It's an intellectual exercise. Chalila b'chas. It's life itself. And I got to bring in lamaisa. And bring in lamaisa means I always have to be learning, and I can't be misyech das. I have to live with that all to the best of my ability. I have to live with that all it says, even when I'm not enjoying it to the best of my ability, even if it's a chelek of Torah. Oh, it's not as geshmak. I bava baser. It's so long. It's a cheskas abatim. It's difficult. It's grueling. Hafakertz. It's the most difficult chelek of Torah. That's your shpitz. That's what's your ticket to godliness. As Zokta Volba, if you overcome your most difficult mesechtas and the chalokim of Torah that it come the hardest, that's where your ticket to true growth is. Dafka in those areas which are the hardest, you got to plug, you got to push, And you have to know we got to live with the old Torah. That's the Godot Dor's number one Milo. He lives with it. He's breathing old Torah 24/7, 365. So let's go and live it, breathe it 365. As we know, Kayadu, it's famous in the Welt. Avada, we didn't come up with the chapters. It's Stephen Langton, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the purpose of the Judeo-Christian debates in the 11th, 12th century. So we don't pay attention. But Lamais and Shmois and 24/7. Chapter 24 and verse 7, what's that? Na'aseh Nishma. Because 24/7, you got to live with Na'aseh Nishma. 24/7, you got to live with Na'aseh Nishma, which is, I'm going to learn, I'm going to make a Lamaisa, I'm going to live a Lamaisa, I'm going to breathe a Lamaisa. It's 11:30 at night. It doesn't make a difference. The night's still young. There's plenty to go. I'll be tired tomorrow. You take a coffee. You put your head down for 2 minutes. There's an old title. We push, we plug. Hasmoda, that's what it's all about. So I'll close with one Maisa that I didn't say the last time. Somebody told me recently he was in my sukkah for sukkahs. He says, Rabbi Fein, I'm a Talmud of Tzvi. Berkowitz, tell me over a Maisa that you remember from Purim. He wanted a Purim Dika Maisa. He said, I'll tell you a Purim Dika Maisa. He said, years ago when I was learning in a shir, I was in a shir close to 5 years. I was learning in a shir, and I was sitting right next to him Purim time. Our Rebbe had a little bit to drink. I had a lot to drink. A lot of people around us had a lot to drink, and he had a chabura of about 20 guys sitting all around Ratzvi and Purim, asking him questions. Finally, someone who had learned in the shir a few years previous, I'll never forget this, he opened up the door out to the apartment. He said, Rebbe, screamed Rebbe at the top of his lungs, and if you ever saw what a human being looks like when he flies and does a Superman dive, a mamash, we had 20 people around Reb Tzvi Berkowitz Shlita, and he ran, did a running jump, and he dove, and he flew over 20 guys. He was stoned out of his mind. And he mamash flew over the whole chevra, and he landed on Reb Tzvi's lap. And he said, Rebbe, how did you become such a goon? How did you do it? I want to become a godol too. How did you become such a godol? And I'll never forget. He said, it's two words. Yegio and shonim. Yegio, amelis patairo, and shonim, you got to put in the years, you got to put in the time. A person says, I want to become the villain, the goon, and I want to go to sleep tonight too. I want to go and be a masman. Oh, but I want to go to bed. It's 11:35 already. Well, let me just go to sleep. 11:35, the night's just beginning. Baba Basra, we have 176 blot to get through. You got to plug Yegia and Shonim. That's the key. Chai Vono Lomer, Bechol Yom Yom, Mosi Yigiu Masa, Lemasi Yavose, Avrom Yitzhak Yaakov, Tonin Vele Yo, Arab Perachofei. Hayas, Eina Charami, Mosi Yigiu Masa, Lemasi Ritzi, Berko Ritzi, Becholei. And you got to shoot for the stars. If you aim for the Vilna Gaon, maybe you'll be like Rekiv Eger. You aim for Rekiv Eger, actually you'll be like the Chofetz Chaim. I am going to come to maybe we could be like what Tzvi Berkowitz. But it takes Yegia and Shana. That's the key. Came Chayna V'yorchamenu, the old Torah. Live it, eat it, sleep it, breathe it. Carry that yoke and know, even when it's tough and it's freezing and the coffee machine is broken, and even if you didn't sleep well that night, it doesn't make enough gamina, we're still going to plug and we're going to push. And that's the beginning of the Zman, Kolas Cholas Kosher State, and Mechilt, and Yisro Yutasei. We're going to push at the beginning, and we're going to see Mordek and Yuchadik Asiyat Adishmaya as the best yeshiva in the world takes off like never before. And we're going to have many, many future Ritzvi Berkowitz Shlitas and Chavetz Chaims, Kiva Egers, Hatzlocha, and Brocha, have a good night. Not a good night, Hatzlocha, the Hampshire of the night, have a Gevaldik Zman up ahead.